You've been putting on weekly Saturday night shows here since 1979?
1974.
74.
We become a nonprofit in 79. I started my programs in 1974, and I had them for 2 years here in this little building. This was a store that was built by my daddy in the 40s, and it was a grocery store for a long time. And the big building over there was built in 76. And then I didn't want this to be just be here empty. So I decided to put a little music shows in it, which I did, just little, well, I'd book in bands, have different ones come. And it was such a tiny little place, and it caught on. I mean, people was trying to come, and then I got to trying to put on two shows of a Saturday night. I couldn't do that because they'd stand outside there, and the ones that went out turn around and come back in. I couldn't. I just couldn't cope with all that.
The format of the show is variety style, correct?
Well, it starts out always with me and Joe, and my son Dale helps a lot. And we do Carter family songs. And we do two or three, and then make all announcements, and then we let the band come in. They have two 45-minute sets, the bands that I book, and they're either do acoustic or bluegrass. That's what I'm trying to preserve, is that kind of music. I said it'd be a disgrace to have any other kinds here in the valley where the family come from, you know. And so we have the programs last from about 7:30 to about 10:15 or 10:30 sometimes, according to, you know, what time they get started. Sometimes we run over, and sometimes I don't cut it short. I, as a rule, have it pretty well the same thing all time, only a different band every Saturday night. I don't just have a backup band or a band that's always there. I'd feel like that would get very old pretty soon. I'd think so.
Well, it's quite a testimony to the legacy of your family and the tradition that they nurtured that you've been able to do this long. And
well, it has been quite a journey, let me tell you. I've not made a lot of money. I didn't expect to do that, but I wanted to try to keep it going, and I'm lucky to have kept my doors open. And that is a huge, big place. And to keep going now, I've had some friends that have done some benefits and given me the money to continue what I'm doing. And, of course, I've had Johnny Cash, and I've had Marty Stewart, and I've had Tom T. Hall, and they've all done benefits for me over the years. And hope to how much longer I can go on. I hope I can a while longer, but I get very tired. Now it's pretty much, it is something to give every weekend up for going on 29 years. That's a lot of dedication. That's a lot of work. I don't know how I've ever done it, really. I really don't know how I've ever done it. I've never tried to quit, but I've got a few times that it got so hard I didn't think I could go on. But I just more or less leave it all in God's hands, and He'll tell me what to do and when to stop, and I hope my children will continue with it, and I don't music changes, you know. And I know probably it could have been more money made for different music. But I'm trying to take care of the roots of music, where it come from. And then it branches out, just like a tree. It goes to all different kinds of music. And I'd say the ones that's always made the least money is the one that does old-time music. You know, I've never made a lot of records. I've helped some, Mommy and Daddy and Maybell. And I've done three albums. Two of them is discontinued. I don't even know how to get with them. You have to get the master tapes to go ahead with things. But my parents' music will always be there. I think it's been there all this time. And like I've kept it going for going on 29 years.
It has such an enduring appeal. Why is it that people continue to want to hear this sort of music that grew out
well,
of these mountains?
It was such good music. And it was done right. They done a lot of rehearsing. And they worked awfully hard at it. And you stop and think, three people and two instruments that made all them songs and worked all them many years and on the radio and in concerts. My daddy called them entertainments. And I a lot of times would call them programs. But they was among the first. They wasn't among the first to record, but they was among the first to start having them really sell records. It was a new process when they more or less started. It was new to them. It was Pierre to Ralph Pierre. That's the one that they worked for all them years. And there was a change wanted in music. Music changes. It changes. It seems like it'll go down and maybe they'll just about quit listening and the next thing you know, it may be a song or a band. And like, I think my daddy, people never realized what he had done. He didn't realize it. And but they were very dedicated. And I watched my mother, Sarah, and Maybell. My mother did not sing unless it was in the right pitch. You can get it too high, you can get it too low, but she had to sing it in a way that Maybell could come in for her part. And that Daddy could come in for his, which he sung bass, of course, and arranged everything. Well, not everything. He arranged a lot of it. And they picked out the music leads or worked it out. And I never heard three people let their voices blended any more than these did, than Mommy, Daddy, and Maybell. And they sung good songs. They didn't, you never heard some of the songs like they hear now by my daddy. I don't know what he'd have done. It was just bad. I mean, some of it is just not very good, I don't think. And there's so much good things to sing about. Like hymns and ballads and love songs and things like that. Instead of, I just can't endure music that has bad language in it, or it's just not good.
Tell me some about the role that gospel music and hymns have played in the Carter family legacy, because they certainly are very central to the music.
Well, they done quite a few hymns and ballads. And my daddy's people, well, my daddy, they were very religious people. They were dedicated. Now, of course, like I say, with the music and the way children are brought up and training, it changes. When we was growing up, they'd tell you one time what to do, and you didn't tell them you wouldn't need to do it and argue with them. You done what you was told, and they was trained that way. And they were firm believers in church. Well, I can remember as a child, there wasn't anything much in this valley to go to but the church. So we went to church. And I wanted to go. I mean, you know. And the church would be full. But other things, people, well, I don't go to church like I ought to. I have a lot to do, but everybody has a lot to do. You can get along so much better if you take time out to thank him. Not every day of your life. When you get up, thank him. And when you go to bed, thank him. And forever blessing. Why? I give him all the credit. Some people ask me, well, how do you go on? And how do you, like I said, I don't have a lot of money. But I do believe he'll help you in anything you ask him to do. The hardest thing, we don't want to accept nobody's way but our own. We want to do what we want to do. I remember, I've told this before, the first time I had my mother and daddy with me when I was singing. And we went to do this, it was Mommy and me and Joe. I guess Daddy might have been dead. He was dead then. But we went to do this concert, and I got along fine with them. And the next year, they couldn't get us all for some reason. They didn't want to. And they told me to come by myself. Now, that was the first time I ever done anything just by myself, not somebody in the back of me. And I thought, well, I'm standing behind them big drapes over at East Tennessee State, the big stage, and I got to listening. Of course I was listening. I was supposed to come on in a few minutes, and he was trying to talk about me and my people and this and that. And I thought, well, my Lord, I've got to walk out there. I've got to get gone. He's calling my name, and I started trembling. I said, I can't go out there. And I said, well, what in the world am I going to do? He's calling my name. I've got to go out there and do something. So I said, God, you please go with me. And he did. And I've learned that no matter where I go, if I'll ask him to help me, he will. He'll go with you. And so when I got through, I sure thanked him. And I got through it. Well, I quit trembling and I walked out there.
Now, you have been a member, you grew up in and have been a member of the same United Methodist Church since?
Yeah, Mount Vernon Methodist mm-hmm. Church. Well, I lived in Bristol when I was married. For 18 years, of course, I didn't come down here much to church in because, it was a little ways off. But, yeah, I've belonged to that church since I was a child. Yeah, it's been there for the whole valley and the whole community, and a lot of people go visit the grave of Mommy and Daddy. Mommy was, of course, she lived in California after she married the second time. But she wanted to be brought back, and so she was brought back. They wanted to bring her before she died, but she couldn't stand it, the trip. So she wanted to be buried there, so that's where she's buried. And her and Daddy both. And Maybelle's buried in Hendersonville, Tennessee, because she worked there off of the Opry for so long time, you know. Yeah, they left quite a history. Let's put it that way. They were history. And I know myself, I talk too much about my family, but I'm proud of them. And people want to hear about them, you see, and they come by. And I guess that's one reason I started my music. People would come by, they want to stop and talk to me. They want me to sit down and play or sing, play the harp and sing. And I just thought, well, they need something when they pass through this valley. They need something. And I guess that's the reason I started my music, just to have little gatherings or musicians come in. And I booked a lot of bands. Lord have mercy.
When you talk about this valley, this is only my second trip here, but it seems to me there's something very spiritual about the place, something
it
powerful.
Is. There's some wonderful people here, and they're like all communities. They talk a lot to one another, but they would do anything to help their neighbors. That's the way it is here. It was that way when I was a child. It's still that way. And I know I've had different ones, but a lot of people, it comes to the program, they'll come up to me and tell me they're sick and want me to pray for them. Well, I tell them I will. I can't remember all these names, but I've told a few of them to pray for me, too. That's what keeps you going. That's what it takes. I would no more try to go through life without knowing him than I'd take wings and try to fly across the ocean. Now, it's just, that's the way it needs to be. Everybody ought to realize they take it so for granted. I take a lot of stuff for granted, too. Take it for granted.
This is, it strikes me that this is heavily Methodist country.
Yeah, it's a lot of Methodists, I think. Of course, there's more Methodists, I believe, than there are Baptists and Presbyterian or Holiness or what all other branches that they are.
Do you have a sense for why that's the case?
I think children and them will be what their parents were. As a rule, they'll join the same church and or the denomination, you know, Methodist or Baptist or all these other places.
I'm wondering if you have any family memories that are related to, you know, like life in church, events that you attended.
Well, when they'd have every year they'd have a big revival, as a rule, you know. And then when they got through the revival, of course, who was saved, they'd want to be baptized. And, well, you'd go to the baptizing, and then they'd usually join the church. And when they started, the children growed up and had their family, but they're still going to the same church in the same valley, in the same place. And it makes you week go better. Like I say, I don't go like I used to. I'm tired. I get through my programs. I get up there about 12 o'clock at home. And as a rule, I'm down here on a Saturday from about usually 1 or right on, I have to see that the bands is there, what all's going on. And I've been so lucky to have them. I don't reckon I've ever had but about three, where the band never showed up. They got broke down or something. But as a rule, you could have somebody close, you could call them in, or maybe somebody in the audience to help out. Now, me and Joe can put on programs and do put on, but now they want to hear some dance music too and different music. But I like to hear the different songs. Now, the Carter family they'd sing a ballad, they'd sing a love song, they'd sing a spiritual, a hymn. Anything they sung, it had that Carter family sound to it. And always the guitar and the Arter harp. And sometimes Mommy would play the guitar. We help Maybelle. Daddy was pretty good with the guitar. He didn't play very much in public, but now he was pretty good. And a good singer. I've wished that he would have done more singing on the records because he had such a pretty voice. Well, they all three did. They had talent. And you know, the Bible tells you, I'll give you a talent, and if you don't use it, I'll take it away from you. And as Joe says, well, I don't know, he says it, a man might stir apple butter for years before he found out he's got another talent. You know, that's Joe.
Well, that certainly, I mean, you've certainly taken your talent. And
well, I didn't take it for a long time. I mean, you know, well, I went with them and they took me and this and that, but I was trying to make a living and keep my kids, stay with them. And now it's hard on children where they've got musician parents and they're out and they're gone, and it's hard for children to come up and broke homes. He give us talent. Some people tell me they thought mine was cooking. I told them, well, you have to cook, you know, somebody, you have to cook to eat and get strength to sing.
Well, this strikes me as a very big year for...
Well, they had their 75th year, you know, where they been 75 years since they recorded their first song. But now, like I said, these changes in music, it comes kind of and it goes. But I've seen the time when their music was just wasn't buying anything much. And it wasn't, it was just slow, of course. Then, seemed like after Daddy died, he'd picked up. And then maybe Mother died. And then, no, Maybelle died before Mommy. And then it after each one, it picked up. And then other people started recording what they had done. And that kept it going.
Well, just, you know, the Oh Brother soundtrack has the Keep on the Sunny Side on it, and there's the new Will the Circle Be Unbroken Volume 3 out now.
That's what they say. I think, is Johnny Cash on that?
Yes.
I think so. Well, he is quite a person, too. He's certainly been more than good to me to help me keep going what I've got. But he's in bad health, but he's still working at writing. I think he's got into writing a lot more now after he quit the road. And after you've worried for 30 or 40 years, my Lord, it's time to quit. And he can write good, still sing good. He's a good man.
Well, is there anything that I haven't asked you that I should have asked you, or that you want to talk about?
Well,
I haven't asked you about.
You know, like my niece was saying, she says, "I can't understand. We've told the same story over and over and over again, and in interviews." But no, I think we've about covered it, don't you? I think. I've got a feeling that my children is going to carry on what I'm trying to do. Anyway, the youngest one, Dale, can sing. And I tell them if they do what I've done and try to keep it on the same pattern, it's done all right for all these years. You start trying to change it, that's when you run into trouble. That's the way I feel about it. But I, as I said, I'm just a lucky person to hang in there like I have. And like I say, I give him all the credit. My grandson says, "Grandma, how do you go on and on and on?" And I says, "Well, I pray a little. I pray, and then I go a little ways, and then I pray some more, go on the little ways." Teaching him, telling him what to do. And these grandmas, here's something else.
That's great.
It's pretty hard to have a living legacy for someone, but you know, this is a living tribute. It's very unique and very much family-oriented. It takes all of us to keep this place going. Of course, we do the weekly shows every Saturday, and then we have our two-day festival each year in August to commemorate the Bristol Sessions in August of 27. So that's a very busy time for us, and this year has been really busy with the 75th anniversary celebrations. So we've had interviews upon interviews. Mom and I went to London, to University of London, for a conference on the Carter family, which was a real honor, an academic conference, and that was wonderful. So it's been an exciting and fun year.
Well, I would like to think that your grandfather would be pleased by the coming back around of some of the music that's very much in the tradition of the Carter family.
I think so. I think he'd be pleased with that. You know, music is like a lot of other things. It goes in cycles, I think. In the 60s, there was a big revival of folk-type music, and the type music that we try to keep alive here, acoustic music, traditional music. And then it sort of waned a little. You know, it'll sort of have its peaks and valleys, just like everything else. But I do think Oh Brother sort of helped to bring a new focus on our kind of music, and I think people just don't get the opportunity to hear our music. When you think about the fact that the Oh Brother soundtrack sold, the last count was over 6 million copies with no airplay, that's phenomenal. And that also tells you how far away from the roots of what this music started out to be it has gone. In other words, Nashville itself is kind of torn right now as to the traditionalist and the ones who want to see it go in another direction. But if you forget where you came from, then you've made a terrible mistake. You always need to remember your history, or who was it? As Churchill said, you're bound to repeat it if you don't remember it. So part of what we do is keeping our history alive and letting people know, especially I think it's important for children from this region who grew up with maybe not a lot to be proud of. You know, when Lyndon Johnson had his war on poverty, that sort of put a bad light on our area, our region. I think people saw the bad things, maybe not the good things. So I think children grew up maybe not very proud of where they came from, and a lot of them wanting to leave where they came from. So to give them something to be proud of is, I think, something very, very special.
Yeah, it is. That's powerful. Wow. Well, we're here as representatives of United Methodist Communications, so we talked with your mother some about her life in the church here.
Right.
And what that's meant. Can you speak to sort of what the...
Well, I can tell you that our little church is part of the Methodist Conference. It was built in 1906. My granddad, his father, and brothers helped to bring the timbers down from Clinch Mountain to build it. So it's more than close to our heart. I mean, it's very special. And I guess today the sixth or seventh generation of Carter children attend that church, which you don't see that very often. You really don't see that. So that's a very big part of what we do and our focus. We'd like to think that when people leave here, they would like to go to church on Sunday morning, where we go to church. A lot of the recordings and things that Marty Stewart has done, like Kindred Spirits, that was recorded at Mount Vernon Church. He loves to come to Mount Vernon and sort of make it a focal point of some of the tributes he's doing and some of the history. So it's a very big part of our lives, and we're very, very proud of our church.
That's great. That's wonderful. Thanks.
Welcome to the Old Time Music Show. We're glad to see this many out tonight, this wet, rainy night. We're very glad you're here. How many is this your first time? That's nice. We hope you come back to the Carter Fold again. Where are you from? Let's see how many's from Virginia. Hold your hand. Now, how many do we have from Tennessee? Well, Tennessee's a beating. They're a little ahead of one another. Now, what states do we have represented besides Virginia and Tennessee? We claim them too. Kentucky, Illinois, and Indiana, Arizona, Oklahoma, Florida, Alabama, Pennsylvania. Can you hear it, Joe?
Couldn't hear it.
Well, Vermont. Do we have any groups? I don't know. Most of the time we have one or two groups.
Back here, some right behind Dale.
Yeah.
And a bunch over there.
What is your group's name? Who? Bryan College. Where's that at?
In Tennessee.
Well, we're glad to have you. Now, what's this group up here? Well, First Broad Street. It must be a church group. Well, we're... Yeah, we're glad to have you. We have a lot of young people. We're glad to have the young. We're glad to have the old. And glad to have you anytime you want to come to the Carter Fold. As somebody said, well, how does it, you just go on and on and on, and why do you think of people come for the good music you have or what? I said, yeah, they come for the good music, and they come. It's a place where they people are orderly. We don't have drinking. We don't have disorder. We don't have dancing on the floor that ain't presentable. I've seen that a few times. So we try to keep it for everybody to enjoy. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing fairly well.
Let's do On the Rock Where Moses Stood. Let's do Little Darling Pal of Mine. Is that all right?
Many a day with you I've rambled.
decided you're going to do another one and let it go. I'll sing one, and then we've got a guest, Patsy Stoneman, is going to sing two, and Brian's going to sing one, and then we'll let Joe sing or talk or whatever.
One morning as I rambled all down the seashore, the winds it did whistle and the water did roar. I heard a fair damsel make a pitiful sound. It sounded so lonesome in the waters around. I never will marry or be no man's wife. I expect to live single all the days of my life. Plunged her fair body in the water so deep. She closed her pretty blue eyes forever to sleep. My love's gone and left me the one I adore. Single all the days of my life.